the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning, I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 768 in our original It's Your Business series. This morning, it's the business of golf. The leading golf vendors, doctors from the orthopedic and chiropractic corners, a guy that puts the perspective of life and golf in the same sentence. Along the way, we're going to talk about Kim Kaufman and the fact that she's now in the top 50 in the LPGA circle and headed to France, China, and one of my favorite places, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail down in Alabama. But we're going to be talking as well about a gentleman that has left us, and Randy Dierheim and Dave Austed have joined us for that. Gentlemen?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going? Yeah, we are mourning a wonderful guy in the golf industry. Mark Amundsen was just a real amazing guy that got golf going in South Dakota. He brought Sutton Bay. I think his legacy will be the course. Sutton Bay is just an unbelievable golf course up on the Missouri River, and his legacy will also be his philanthropy, what he did for Children's Home Society in raising $5 million for this incredible tournament. Not only that tournament, but showing the rest of us, like when Austed's does our tournament for First Tee. I mean, we kind of used Ammo's model on how to put together a tournament because it was so well done and raised so much money for a wonderful cause that he kind of showed us how to do it.
He was nicknamed One Putt, won 13 South Dakota Golf Association titles, and almost perfect for the situation. He did not hit his last green Sunday in regulation, hit it in three, and he was playing a two-day tournament at Sutton Bay and knocked in the putt, a one putt, to get a par. Randy, is that...
The neat thing about a guy like Mark is, you know, his lasting legacy will be on many, many fronts, like Dave said. We're going to have Sutton Bay to be around for a long time to come, decades to come. Children's Home Society clearly has a model that works very well for fundraising. And I had the privilege to play with Mark at Sutton Bay a couple of years ago. We were in a short business relationship with them. And Mark couldn't have been more generous and more proud of what he had established out there north of Pier. And that's the first golf experience, Dave, and you can maybe relate to this too. He actually, because of his course knowledge, naturally he helped build the course. He actually gave me shot advice on like every hole. And the only thing that stopped me from breaking 80 that day was a three putt in 18, which was not his fault. But I should have had him putt for me for a 78.
You should have that. Why wouldn't you?
But you know, he was so proud of what he had created. And a lot of times in life, you know, we look at what reality is, and reality is we've lost Mark. But his lasting legacy will be, you know, talked about for years and years and decades to come.
So and that's, you know, really cool. It takes a dreamer to go up in this Sutton Bay. If for your listeners who haven't been there, it is in the middle of nowhere. It's about, what, 60 miles north of Pier?
Yeah.
And I mean, there is nothing out there. And to say, I am going to build a first class golf course, I'm going to have lodging here, I'm going to have food, I'm going to put it up right on the Missouri River. It's just an incredible piece of land, but there are no people around, and it's expensive. But he got investors put together, he got the course built, and then he had problems because it was unfortunately right on the shores of the Missouri, so the course slid into the Missouri, and he had to rebuild it. But, you know, it's just a phenomenal testament to if you build it, you dream it, they'll come, and they're coming. So, yeah, he'll be missed.
Ironically, he wanted South Dakota to be put on the map for golf in the United States. In a year that South Dakota is really on the map with Kim Kaufman, and Great Life.
Yes, absolutely.
That's happening.
And Austed's warehouse sale. Those three things. Was that kind of a shameless? Yeah. Was that a shameless plug? How much do I owe for that plug?
Meter's running.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, it is a great year. I mean, the Kim Kaufman story is just phenomenal. I mean, she worked at Elmwood last year behind the counter, and now she will have her official LPGA card. I mean, it looks like with her fifth place finish last week, she will be able to be in the top 60 and not only get her card for next year, but she'll be able to go overseas and play in China. where there is no cut, so she'll be making a lot of money. Last week alone, she made $83,000. Not a bad week.
Lead American.
Yeah.
All of these Koreans Absolutely. And Japanese and Chinese and played well.
And she mentioned to you that she got some tips from you on mental attitude.
She
is
did.
That right?
Yeah. Actually, I talked to her at Elmwood.
You are.
We talked about Texas Tech.
You're like the Yoda of golf, Bill.
Yeah, especially today.
We got another title for Bill, the Yoda of golf.
Well, I think Kim's going to join us next week.
That'll be awesome.
Okay, and she is in Portland this week trying to improve on her 49th place situation, but it looks like she's pretty good. She said that basically what's going to happen, she's going to France in September. Then she goes to Prattville, Alabama, which is now the center of that 18-course Robert Trent Jones golf that I kind of cut my teeth on in the 90s. But, you know, she is going to do really well. As far as what has happened to her, she said technically she has found an answer. And maybe it could help all of us, even Randy, who's playing with one wing today. And it's basically focusing on the mental game. And when you do that, it allows you to focus on where you're playing and how you're playing. She says the physical game has felt good for a long time, so it's nice to finally see some good results. The other thing I wanted to know was the reaction, because she's got the Facebook, she's got all the social media. She said she had 75 texts and emails, Facebook, Twitter, all of the above, and the outpouring of support gets bigger, and she's very thankful that it all works for
her. She is a true South Dakotan. She's not boastful. She's very happy for what she's done. She's very quick to give credit where it's due. Of course, her coach is Todd Kolb here in Sioux Falls. You know, she's a gal from Clark, and she's doing well. It's just a really neat thing for South Dakota, and neat thing for the LPGA, actually, which is having a great year this year with Kim and Michelle Wee playing well, and so hopefully it'll keep going.
And I think, you know, for Kim, too, she's had some setbacks. I mean, she's missed some cuts, and that whole perseverance and stick-to-itiveness, and, you know, going back to fundamentals, which she mentioned with you, Bill, that's going to, you know, be keys to her success long term. So good for her.
My mental aspect, Bill, is kind of a little different than Kim's. I try to focus on, like, if I have a morning tea time, what am I going to have for lunch? So I try to decide, am I doing a cheeseburger? Am I doing a ham sandwich? Am I, you know, and I find that the less I think about my swing, the better I play. Do you find that, Randy, or are you a thinker?
Probably too much of a thinker.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, do I want bacon with the cheeseburger? Do I not? And I find that I actually play better golf when I get it all, try to figure it out. So it's kind of, mental aspect is important, but it's different for everybody, you know?
I was meeting right after my show yesterday with some people in the farm side, and they said, we're looking for somebody in the golf world that could be a mentor, could be recognizable on television. And I said, well, there's a young lady coming up you need to look at, this Kim Kaufman. Clark, well, is she rural? I said, well, there's nothing that isn't rural in Clark, South
Dakota. She left and the population went down by half, so yeah, I'd say so.
But Kim Kaufman would be a perfect voice for some of our businesses in South Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely.
With where she's going, her attitude, and you guys know her. I got to meet her just a couple of times. And
well, you're now her mental Yoda. So, I mean, that's a lot of pressure on you. Because, you know, Tiger
Yoda
just fired his coach. So it's a fleeting deal when you're the mentor coach there. So
we're going to get to that. We'll get to the sale, and we'll get to the picks this week. Second round of the FedEx. All a part of the business.
Me teach you golf, me do. Me do.
Oh, now, who is the gal that does the first tee?
Coralie Jorgensen.
Yes. And of course, it was my grandson, Aiden, who named her Yoda.
Really?
Right.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
It seems to run in the sort.
You look a lot more like Yoda than Coralie does.
Okay. Nice to have Dave in today. Been nice seeing you.
Shoot.
Business of golf. And we've talked about the death of Mark Amundsen at Sutton Bay, the success of Clark's Kim Kaufman on the LPGA Tour. One thing about golf and life, it goes on. And for those looking for specials, guess what? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I've already got people that have set their alarm.
Yep, they're ready to roll. This is my last hurrah, kids. Believe it or not, this summer is we're coming to a close. We got Labor Day weekend, and I had my people go around to all my other 10 stores, and they collected everything, brought it to our warehouse. And so 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, we are opening the warehouse doors. You go to our East 10th Street store. We're actually closing our West store because we don't have enough. We're bringing all that merchandise over as well, and the deals are awesome. So as an example, for the first time ever, the number one driver on tour and in golf, the TaylorMade SLDR driver, is buy one this weekend. We will give you a $100 Austed gift card.
Wow.
Absolutely free of charge.
Ooh.
That is the best deal in America. America, I'm telling you.
So you negotiate with you on the price, and then you get the $100 gift card.
Yeah, there you go. No, the price is stuck, dude. don't do that, dude. Do not do that. No, but I'll give you a $100 gift card if you buy that driver this weekend. We have Titleist golf balls, special sale.
You said
sale.
You can't mention the price. What's the deal there?
Well, it's Titleist. They have this, you know, the rule that they, you know, they have this
pristine
image.
Is it worth my time
image.
To drive from Hartford to go
Well,
there?
It's not Pro V1s, I will tell you that. But they're very, very good balls. They're actually considerably less expensive than Pro V1s. And they're,
that's the reason you're
for
looking
most most golfers, they're actually as good or better, and they're going to save you a lot of money. So, yes, it is a very, very good deal, and very few folks in the country have it. So, and of course, even if you're not a golfer, we've got golf apparel, which has come a long, long way. Really wearable, very easy to, you take it out of the washer or the dryer, you just hang it up, you don't have to iron it. I mean, it used to be the golf apparel was laughed at. Can you believe that, Bill? It was mocked when people wore golf apparel. Mm-hmm. Now, I got tons of people come in that have never swung a club, but they say, I love your clothes. They're phenomenal. And we have all the brands, Under Armour, Oakley, Travis Matthews, Adidas, Nike. All of it will be on sale. Great deals. It'll be the lowest prices of the year. Come out starting Thursday, running through Tuesday.
But you haven't found gold pants for Yoda yet. What's the deal?
No, I have not. You, and I don't, you know, want to say this on the air, Bill, but your sizes are not, how do I say this?
Standard.
Standard. So I'm working on it. I actually have, some of my reps working on it, and they said, what are the specs? So me find you pants, me do.
I'm going down towards your Iowa City Cedar Rapids.
Please do. Come visit. Yeah, Brian's my manager down there. It's a great store. We just opened it this year. I'd love to see you if you want to come by and see us.
All right. Mr. Dierheim, reality, Mark, my golf injury, and Kim Kaufman.
Yeah, well,
how
we
are going to tie it together?
Well, we've talked about Mark's loss and his legacy naturally, and Kim's reality is that she's doing really well. My reality is that I actually became a patient of Dr. Tim Lee Burton last week, and I'm fighting through an injury. We're going to talk about my MRI results after he's on the air. We're going to grab a room and add an MRI so I can cross that off my bucket list.
I think you should just share it with the audience.
He may, you know, I may say, go ahead and, you know, I'll give him a HIPAA waiver here as we go to commercial, and he can talk about my injury.
So we can verify it's actually an injury, and it's not just trying to get sympathy with his band. He's got, you know, he's got this hand straight up and this big bandage.
He couldn't remember
thing,
which hand it was.
Yeah, that's right. I thought he had it on the other hand earlier.
You know, the unique thing is, though, the unique thing for me is I can look at the glass as half empty or half full, and I always choose to look at it as half, you know, full. I've had a tremendous summer of golf. I've played almost 60 rounds, and your listeners may think I may not work, and that is partially true as well. But, you know, if I'm shut down for the year, if Dr. Lee Burton says, hey, you know, you need to take it down, I'll reflect back on a great summer of golf, a great summer of camaraderie, Prairie Club, even though I had to end my round on the 14th hole after the 14th hole, the remarkable conditions down there, big blue skies, hanging out with my buddies. So the reality, you know, reality isn't always positive. Reality is what it is, and you make, you know, you make it what it is. And so in Mark's loss, we remember him for all the great things. We're going to mourn him naturally. For Kim, we celebrate her successes, and we still realize that it's a tough road ahead because golf's a very humbling sport. And for me, physically, I'll be on the mend, and if I can play, you know, this fall, that's great. If I have to shut it down till spring, I'll deal with that too.
But you'll still come out and buy some new shoes.
I will buy apparel. Believe me, apparel's not a problem for me.
Good, good.
So if it wasn't orange for me, what color should it be?
I don't know. Is there another color? You're wearing lime today. I mean, you just look stunning in your lime.
I have a lot of different colors, and a lot of it came from Austed's.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, we're here for you. You know, we've got some great colors. Purple. Have you worn any purple?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got some great purple.
Usually in the wintertime, I wear a lot of different shades of purple.
You start to scare me with how much time you spend on putting your outfits together, but it's okay. I mean, it's neat that you do that.
I was on television for 30 years. Guess what?
Those clothes
have come back.
You pull out all your old fat ties and your fun shirts.
Well, why is it fat and Yoda in the same sentence with me?
Oh, Bill.
We do have we do have a lot of golf season left.
Yes.
And I know it's your Labor Day last hurrah, but it's really not, because the kind of weather that we've had, Dave.
Oh, this is the best year's time to play. And actually, as of yesterday, we are 30 days away from opening ceremony for the Ryder Cup, which, so we have a, this year, Ryder Cup only comes every other year. So that is one of the best events out there, America versus Europe, and that will be at Glen Eagles over in Scotland this year. And it'll be 30 days away, and then we have the next 3 weeks will be the last 3 weeks of the playoffs of the FedEx Cup, and everybody will be there other than Tiger, who's home because he didn't qualify. But it's phenomenal golf. So, yeah, I know football's here, college football's going and all that, but, yeah, there's some phenomenal golf both to play and to watch here in the next month, month and a half.
Interesting story, too, is the Tiger firing his golf coach.
Yeah.
Which is what Dr. Tim Lee Burton said he should have done, because there's a lot of lines to that golf coach and injuries this year. And now the question is, who's going to be Tiger's golf coach? And Butch Harmon, who was the coach.
He was like four coaches ago, yes.
He said Tiger really ought to coach himself for a while.
Yeah, I think he should. He's a Tiger, maybe with that whole mental game we were talking about earlier. But you show films of Tiger 15 years ago. And, you know, he was young. He was obviously much more mobile. But he wasn't nearly as muscle-bound. And his swing was just so smooth and so natural. And sometimes you'd get a little paralysis by analysis, and I think maybe he's kind of gotten to that point. He's bulked up so much, he's not as mobile. His swing has changed so radically that I'm not sure that he can adapt as well as he could before.
I think going back to fundamentals for Tiger, going back for the joy of the game, I think he's become very technical. I think Brandel Chamblee is probably his biggest agitator, but Brandel on the Golf Channel talks about the mechanical Tiger Woods, and I think the natural Tiger Woods is the guy that won all the tournaments.
And that's why, again, I use the cheeseburger mentality thing, where I don't really think about my swing. I think about whether I'm going to have bacon on my cheeseburger or not. And that's why
You're focused.
And that's why I am the 16-hand handicapper that I am today.
I don't believe that. All right, it is week two of the FedEx, and some big names have just pulled out. Justin Rose.
Yeah.
Duffner.
Sergio
pulled out.
I'm not sure what they did, but Duffner's got a sore neck.
Graham McDowell, whose wife just had a baby.
Right.
And they're down to like 92, 94 players of 100 that qualified.
And then they'll get down to 70 next week. So there's only 24 they're going to get cut out of here, which is the good news for these guys. But it'll be a good tournament. It'll be a lot of fun. I have my A players. Ricky Fowler, he's going to continue. He has played incredible golf here the last month and a half. Matt Kuchar is my on the bench on the A's. Rory McIlroy, Jim Furyk are my B's. Jason Day and Jerry Kelly, who is 47 years old from Madison, Wisconsin. Do you know Jerry very well? I mentioned him before. I played golf with him before. Just a wonderful guy. Nobody ever heard of him. He has made in his career $28 million for being a mediocre golfer, just kind of showing up, making cuts, being in the middle of the
pack.
Nice
guy.
Very nice guy. Awesome guy. And then my C player is Stuart Appleby and J.B. Holmes on the bench.
All right, Randy.
Well, I lead off with Patrick Reed and Brant Snedeker on the bench as A's. Jason Day and Jim Furyk. Jim Furyk, who, again, makes a ton of money but doesn't get to hold trophies up at the end, but makes a lot of money. Hunter Mahan's on the bench on a hot streak, I think. And Rory McIlroy, naturally, would be a good B bench player for me to slot in. Jimmy Walker, who, if he walked into one of my restaurants, no one would recognize him, but good for him. He's made a ton of money this year, starts. And Brendan Todd is on the bench as a C player for me.
Our consensus picks this week, which is kind of interesting to put together. We only had three names that people really liked. They liked Fowler, Reed, and Kuchar as the A's, McIlroy, Furyk, and Day as the B's, and Jimmy Walker and Kevin Na.
Your listeners want to know who won last week? Are they interested in that at all?
Was it you?
It was me.
No
Thank
way.
You for that. Yes.
What a surprise.
Yes, it was
ladies
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was the lowest total
so
for
much.
A winner.
I don't
all
care.
Season.
I'm the best loser. That's what you'd call. So, you know, listen to my picks. This man knows what he's talking about. I'm not Yoda, but I can do some stuff.
That's right. We're going to bring Coral Lee in, and we're going to talk.
Me humble nod.
There you go. Guys, thanks.
Always
do
a pleasure,
quick Bill. Comfort King, and then bring in our docs this morning. But I've got to tell you a story. I had a little problem, much like Randy had a little injury, and it was out at Central Valley. And I've got to kind of chastise my friends at Great Life because I really got kind of banged around a little bit. My golf cart battery ran down after 10 holes, so my guys decided they could push me the other 9 holes. And we get back, and they say, it's got to be water in the battery. Wasn't water in the battery. They said, well, go to Austin, see if you can get a new charger. Well, I thought it was a charger. We took it out, heavy to carry, came back, and my wife found out that, oh, they forgot to tell me at Central Valley that the plugs were not working on the charger. So with great life, please, guys, don't have people being pushed around for nine holes. You really need a Comfort King when that happens.
Oh, that's a beautiful tie-in. You know, another thing you could do is come to Austin's during our warehouse sale and get a speed cart and just walk. Well, you lazy butt. And you don't even have to worry about your electric cart.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, interrupting the factory, the Comfort King. That's all right. But I will tell you, it did make a difference because I never knew when I was going to get bumped around on the air or on the golf course. And my wife, as well, was gone 8-day silent retreat. Comes back home. First thing she wanted was not me. It was the Comfort King bed. Things are happy now. Our cart runs. Comfort King is right there. The bed works. And a massage tonight. I'll go right to sleep. When we come back, we'll talk to the doctors following Fox Business News. The businesses of golf doctors joining us, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, and Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
The two of you have been able to work together and help a lot of people in our golf season. Dr. Reinecke, you want to talk about a patient that Dr. Tim Lee Burton sent over to you.
Yes, I do, Bill. Dr. Lee Burton sent me two patients a couple weeks ago, one was Linda. She had had back trouble for 16 years, quite significant back pain. The last 6 or 8 months, it had become unbearable, and she's maybe been in the office 4, 5, 6 times. She's gotten adjustments. She's gotten the ARP wave therapy treatments. And yesterday when she came in, she said she was feeling pretty good. And I said, now correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, you're feeling so good you hate to tell me how good you're feeling because you're worried you're going to jinx yourself. And she kind of nodded and said, yeah, that's kind of about right. And she feels like she's 80% better. And that is just astounding. And we got to thank Dr. Lee Burton for referring her in. And Dr. Tim and I were talking a little bit about that he says that he's a finish line guy. He wants to see how things turn out. He doesn't care how it happens. And I have enough patients that have been to doctors and medical doctors and wind up kind of self-referring and coming in to see me to know that not every a surgeon in Sioux Falls and in the area is like Dr. Tim. And I would just encourage people that if you have a back problem, give me a call. Give my office a call, 335-0880. Something very interesting is that there is no process that doesn't require time.
Amazing story. Dr. Tim, you and Dr. Max have traded barbs, laughed this year, but through it all, you've provided really some necessary information that those that needed to help feel better could do that quickly if possible.
Well, people live with pain too often. People try and be stoic and deal with things their own way, and sometimes you can be burning a bridge by not seeking treatment sooner than later. And like Dr. Max would say, we hear the phrase too often, I should have done something sooner, because once they seek treatment, then they get the appropriate treatment, and then things are so, their quality of life is so much better. Most people don't need surgery. And that's, I think, one of the biggest fears with the public is they think that if they see a physician, or especially if they see a surgeon, that they're going to have a surgical problem. And that's usually not the case.
We've become a family with the people in this show. And Randy Dierheim in the segment before was trading the fact that he felt something pop, give way. He was playing down at the Dunes, I believe it was. And he went to you, and an MRI was done yesterday, and he has allowed you now to release the information as to what you found. Is it good or bad news, doctor?
Well, the first, he came and saw me for the first time last week, and at that time, our working assumption was it was a form of inflammation or tendonitis, and so we tried an oral steroid. And Randy was honest enough with himself that he tried to play golf on that steroid, and he continued to have not only the pain that he had last week, but the pain had worsened even with him being on the steroid. So he made an appointment to see me this week, and we did an X-ray, which looked normal. And then because of the severity of his symptoms, we ordered an MRI, and we got the results of the MRI just yesterday. And he has a rare thing. It's been documented to happen, especially with golfers. But there is a small bone in the wrist called the hamate, H-A-M-A-T-E, and he has a fracture in his hamate. I haven't seen the images myself. The results of the MRI came out yesterday after I was out of the office, and so I'm going to be in my office later today and look at the images and look at exactly where in the hamate this fracture is. There's two locations. There's the body of the hamate, and then there's the hook of the hamate. And we'll talk about where that fracture is. We'll talk about what treatment options that he has. But unfortunately for him, he will be a spectator with golf for a period of time.
The rest of 2014, or will he be like Tiger and he can come back early in 2015?
Well, I'm going to offer him a caddy job for me the rest of this season. And we'll keep him out on the golf course. No, I think he'll be back out on the course before it gets too cold out. Maybe six weeks.
All right. He's smiling over here, nodding the head, but he's obviously disappointed. But I think he'll be playing as good and as predictable as you would expect Randy to play. Now, Dr. Max, I bounced your name out yesterday to a lot of the service clubs that we're trying to put together. Make sure our clubs don't die. We need to worry about passing the torch. And an Angie Wall, who has been a patient of yours, when I bounced your name out as a Lions member, she said, he's a great doctor. He took good care of me. And I can't be more excited to have Dr. Max willing to work with us.
And what I could say to that is one thing that goes along with going to the chiropractor is that a wives' tale that once you start going, you got to keep going back, and you kind of get to be a junkie. I cannot think of the last time that Angie was in to see me. It's been years. So there are a lot of problems that you can find them, fix them, and the patient's able to forget about them.
Well, you got people that still care, and this radio show and all the things that we're doing back and forth with the group, you know, just like doing the MRI and Randy sitting there wondering if he can play golf or not, and he got the message, and, you know, he was still kind of crying but smiling.
It's a great thing. It's been a great platform for chiropractic to be on the radio, and just like Randy's situation here, the average person said, I got a sore hand. I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to try some Advil. That didn't work. I'm going to try some Advil and Jack Daniels. Who knows? But Dr. Tim would agree that 6, 8, 12 weeks waiting and then dealing with a fractured hamate, that's what I was saying, is that every process takes time, including bad processes. And the longer you give your pain, the more time you give it, the worse damage it's going to wind up doing.
Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Dr. Tim, you nailed it early in the year when we talked about Tiger Woods, and the big problem was his golf coach and a lot of the other injuries that were going with other players. What did you see early that made you believe that was the case?
You know, when he first switched to Sean Foley, when Tiger Woods would take his practice swings, he would have this over-the-top move where he would stay on his left side and then go over the top. And it was pretty dramatic. He would accentuate that over-the-top move, and it just looked awkward to me. It looked like it wasn't comfortable for him to be doing that. Sean Foley has other students, Justin Rose and some other really good golfers, and everyone's body is different. And what one golfer can do with one swing coach doesn't mean that the next golfer can do with that same swing coach. And it just looked like an awkward move. And it seemed like it has come true that And I don't know what Tiger Woods is going to do going forward, whether he's going to try and change that swing, which is another process. So if he does change it, I think it'll be his fifth swing change. He hasn't said if he's going to have a new swing coach or if he's just going to do it himself. Butch Harmon thinks he should just do it himself. Hank Haney thinks that he should get a swing coach. Who knows? But I think it's going to be a long time before we see Tiger Woods be consistent on the golf course.
All right, let's get to the FedEx. Second stop this week, the Deutsche Bank. That's near Boston. And Dr. Tim, your picks.
I have Henrik Stenson as my starter for the A players, Ryan Moore on the bench, Jim Furyk and Bill Haas as the starters for B, Keegan Bradley, who is trying to get on that Ryder Cup team, along with Hunter Mahan. I think they both are trying to have something to prove to make that Ryder Cup team.
Mahan,
okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Max. And then I have Ryan Palmer and, as Dr. Max would say, Kevin Nay.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Dr. Max.
Hey, my guardian angel came through again. A player, Patrick Reed. And on the bench, Ricky Fowler. And my B players, Hunter Mahan and Rory McIlroy. And on the bench, we're going to have Keegan Bradley and Bill McGuirk. And C player, Kevin High Chaparral. And on the bench, this is my sleeper, Cameroon Tringale.
Wow. Yes. He almost did well last week on his birthday, 27th birthday. And our Project One, Ricky Fowler and Matt Kuchar is A's. Dave Scutero has got Rory McIlroy, Jason Day is B's, Hunter Mahan, Ernie Els on the bench, and Kevin Na and Jimmy Walker as the C's. Contact information for our two dots. Dr. Max?
335-0880, Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic. We're just north of the Hy-Vee that is on South Minnesota.
Dr. Tim?
275-5560, Specialty Orthopedics. You can Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
And Dr. Tim, you've got a patient waiting for you in the studio.
I'm going to take care of him.
Just ahead, the two businesses with golf in their names, addiction and et cetera. Early segment, Dr. Max Reinicke and Dr. Tim Lee Burton in group number two. And in our third T group, Adam from Golf Addiction and Brian from Golf Et Cetera. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, sir.
All right, Golf Et Cetera, located 41st near Billion in the shadows of O'Gorman High School, and Golf Addiction at 57th and Marion. The audience might ask, what do Golf Et Cetera and Golf Addiction have in common? And the answer is simple, not only golf, but they've been busy this summer working with those getting into the golf game with a great to life energy and providing services that are customer friendly. Adam, you not only have that 50 simulator or so, but you're doing some hunting, mini golf, bean bags, family night. What have I missed?
Well, you missed the September 10th Ladies Night event that we'll be doing. This was a great success a month ago where we held a free ladies golf clinic for people that are looking to get into the golf game, maybe build some confidence where they can come in and learn a little bit about the golf swing and or setup, gripping, and just come in and have some fun with the half-off Wine Women Wednesdays with aiming oil and some half-off appetizers.
Now, you had something that I didn't quite understand. September 20th, a band?
We are going to have a band. We've got it lined up to where we will have Working Class Hero playing in the front of Golf Addiction outside, which everybody seems to have a great time when it's an outside venue. So weather works out for us, we'll be having them playing at about 7:30 till 10:30. But we're going to make it a day-long event. We've started a beanbag contest or tournament with some cash prize payout. Only $10 to play per person starting at 2 o'clock that same day. And then the other cool thing we're doing, Bill, if you liked a good old pulled pork sandwich, we're actually having some local customers come in and test their barbecuing abilities with a little barbecue cook-off with some local customers in the community.
Brian at Golf Etc. with the new field of players, and it has been a lot of new players in 2014. A lot of those needed to have their bags analyzed. What have you and Paul found?
You know, we've definitely found a lot of equipment, like normal, that just doesn't fit. New players go out and buy stuff off the shelf, and they kind of gauge what they need on their size. A lot of, you know, men, of course, will go and buy clubs with stiff shafts, thinking that, you know, they're a big guy, so need to swing this stiff shaft, when in all actuality, their club head speed is not quite as fast as stiff would need. So truthfully, just a lot of equipment that does not fit.
Great Life has given a new awareness, regardless of whether it's families, college kids, or those that like to exercise. They're now trying golf. It seemed for many like the in thing to do. Brian, Adam, do you agree with that? Brian first.
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Great Life's a great program for the area here. Gets a lot of new people out on the golf courses for a very good price. I think it's definitely helped with the golf, and we've definitely seen a lot of those people coming in that are just getting back into the game after a long period of time that they haven't played.
Adam, how about from a golf addiction side?
You know, where I think Great Life has really hit it off the head is when we look at those three courses, the Willow Runs, the Central Valley, and that Baker Crossing, those courses have been continuously packed throughout the summer, and it's really grown the game. And I've met a lot of customers that have came in and took advantage of the Great Life discount at Golf Addiction. And a lot of those customers are new to the game, just picking it up this year just because maybe the husband or the wife wanted that gym membership. And now we've got the opportunity to get them trying a sport with little cost to them. And we're finding that a lot of those customers are really enjoying the beauty of the golf courses, the beauty of being outside, enjoying the weather, along with the game of golf and how competitive and how fun it can be.
You know, the gym membership, when you hit fall this season, it's a little different. It means that people are not only giving up because they're still paying for those gym memberships. So they're going to be utilizing that, but they're also thinking what they could do with Golf Addiction, Golf Etc. Adam?
Yeah, and the thing with this is I've heard numerous times, you know, we've got still a couple of good months to play. And I think where Golf Addiction comes into play is we're trying to take that out of the equation, right? So not only do we have a good couple months to play, we've got the rest of the year to play and the beginning of next year to play to keep you swinging and advancing your game all the way up until next spring. You know, if we were to go down south to Phoenix or to Florida, I mean, most people get to keep their clubs out year-round and play and continue to sharpen their game. Golf Addiction's really trying to build that clientele up to where you can come in and still keep your swing fundamentals going and still have a lot of fun while doing so on the greatest and latest and greatest technology when it comes to simulators.
Brian, for Golf Etc., if people are still doing the simulators, whether it be at Baker's Crossing, at Golf Addiction, coming by you guys' place, that means they need to look at their clubs and make sure that they're okay when they get back to spring.
It does, and we're going to keep offering that free golf performance analysis to any Great Life member over the winter months. It's definitely a good time to come in, get your bag analyzed, get your clubs analyzed and fit, and keep going over to Golf Addiction and playing there all winter long with clubs that fit you.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask you a question. What's the most asked question that you're getting right now, Brian?
You know, for us, I think the most asked question is still, you know, what's the difference between the off-the-shelf stuff and what we do? And for us, it's just consistency. You know, for me, at least, my swing's not that consistent. I want my clubs to be as consistent as possible, to have my clubs work with me and not against me. I think, you know, definitely the most asked question is the difference between the two.
And Adam, from your side, most asked question you get about Golf Addiction?
You know, I've got two of those good questions. One is when we're starting up our leagues, which will be mid-October, which are the two-person team leagues. That'll take us through end of December and having some fun with that. But then two, one of the greatest tournaments coming up with the Ryder Cup. Who's getting picked? Who's going to win? And the cool thing that we are looking to bring to the table is that Glen Eagles golf course. We're looking to actually have that loaded on the simulator soon, and we'll be maybe setting up a match play event while the Ryder Cup is going on in the store.
All right, guys, contact information before we take a little break and let you come back, and we'll find out if anybody's going to pick Adam Scott this week, because none of the experts have done that. How do they reach you at Golf Etc.?
605-361-8333, or just check us out on Facebook.
Adam?
Yeah, give us a call at 274-8903. I'd encourage you to go to our website with some of the latest promotions at golfaddiction.biz.
All right, business of golf. We got one more trail, the 19th hole coming up in the awning up there. It's Wednesday. It's the business of golf. We only have one more golf show scheduled this year in our run. That's next week.
I think you're quitting too early, Bill.
Do you?
Yeah, because when summer's starting winding down, I get bummed out, and I don't want to get bummed out. So let's just make it go longer. Can we make it go longer or not?
Well, we may add one a month.
Okay.
Which would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But Adam, nobody has picked Adam Scott this week as their A players. And I have a hunch that may be about ready to change.
You know, Bill, I don't know why they wouldn't pick the man, Adam Scott. The guy started the season with a little bit of a break and got going, end of February, early March. And has played very consistent, very well all year round. And I'm going to bet on Adam Scott. He's going to finish strong and bring home a victory this week.
Okay, so you've got him as starting for you. What about on your bench?
We're going to go with Matt Kuchar, another gentleman who's played very solid as well. But knowing that Adam Scott's going to win this thing, I'm confident, and I'm going to look at the Yahoo Fantasy deal. It's leaving Adam Scott in all 4 days.
Now, I have to tell you, as we go along, my players, I've got both Scott and Kuchar in, but I'm starting Kuchar, got Adam on the bench. So we were pretty close there. Where are we going to be on the Bs?
We're going to go with Jim Furyk and Rory McIlroy as my D players. Starting out, Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth started out on fire and has played very well, but hasn't really closed out a great tournament this year. So it'd be interesting to see how he does this week.
I've got Rory and Furyk just like you this week. Those work for me. But I've got
sending you my picks last night.
Els and Day on the bench. I couldn't go with Zach. And fair then your enough. C player.
We're going to go with Mr. English. The guy played phenomenal again all year round, was right up in there in the top 10, top 20 in a lot of tournaments. And then Kevin Na, and I'm actually kind of considering switching out Na and English, as I'm thinking Na is up for a good run this week.
I've got Na as a starter, but I've got Jimmy Walker rather than English. So it's an interesting event. I could not have the English at Boston Harbor coming in, you know. It would have been a tea party if it had happened. So English was out, Walker was in. That Johnny Walker red, as Paul Daugherty would say. All right, you guys, you have been a pleasure to deal with today. We'll see how the picks go. We hope that they'll go by the golfs that are in our life, Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion, and Golf Etc., which is easy to find. You're right next to O'Gorman High School, Billion, and that Firehouse Sub place.
We are, thankfully. I get to eat there every once in a while.
Next week, final show, we will have Kim Kaufman expected to be with us. Again, we talked about her early in the show along with Mark Amundsen. Amundsen, of course, known for all the things he's done for golf, died in a tragic ATV accident at Sutton Bay. Ironically, he was known as One Putt. And in his tournament that he played Saturday and Sunday at his beloved Sutton Bay, didn't hit the green in regulation, but he did one putt and got a par. In our lives, if we can get a par and be up to par, that's what golf is all about. We appreciate all of you joining us today. Our thoughts are with the Amundsen family, and we hope that you'll take some time to enjoy this great life. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.